WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
What makes one group of musicians who play screwy music a novelty act and another group simply witty and playful? Music critic Milo Miles talks about how wildly eclectic taste and the ability to play ironically connect a band from Wisconsin and a band from Brazil.
All world music groups are novelty acts in the sense that they are just not the main course of the mainstream in this country. But world music groups that do a little clowning and make musical jokes immediately risk becoming flat-out novelty acts. That is, curios, nutty knickknacks. However, certain rare offbeat bands are not simply buffoons, but jesters, bold and wise and pointed with their humor. Two such outfits are the Reptile Palace Orchestra, folky types from Wisconsin, and Karnak, a big batch of zanies from Brazil. The Reptile Palace Orchestra is, naturally, a bit more like a main course here. This is from their third and latest CD, Highway X. Now that's not silly at all, but a wondrously bizarre song about vampires by Michael Hurley. The Reptile Palace Orchestra covers and combines all sorts of mad fiddle music from Turkey and Finland and Armenia and Greece, but what really makes them stand out is their ability to perform a superlative Michael Hurley, or a sensitive hoedown treatment of Jimi Hendrix's Little Wing. And in concert, they're liable to take on tunes by Led Zeppelin, Funkadelic, James Brown, and Richard Thompson, and make all of them sound suitable for an unfettered string band. The Reptile Palace Orchestra is a direct link back to the days of fearless folk outfits like the Holy Modal Rounders. Brazil's Karnak are more like Frank Zappa goes international.
Sou branco, alma não tem cor, porque eu sou Jorge Martinez.
Karnak's higgledy-piggledy methods have reportedly outraged some world music purists. One minute they're singing in Arabic, and the next in Russian. I've never heard a band quite so eclectic within songs. They switch among Egyptian pop, American rap, Mexican rock and roll, Brazilian drum corps, and whatever else with computer-like speed. The question is not where does Karnak want to go today, but where are they going in the next measure of music? I suspect Karnak irritates purists because the band pokes fun at the whole new agey concept of one world unified by music. Karnak's leader Andre Abu Hamra knows the modern ear jumps madly from sound to sound, but he finds it droll, humanely absurd, not cosmically beautiful. Slamming together many types of music carries lots of risk. The Reptil Palace Orchestra has to worry about being merely quaint, and sometimes they reach for material they just cannot grasp. Karnak, on the other hand, should beware of piling on styles as an end in itself, and they need a few more serious moments. Even if both outfits go haywire at times, I wish there were a dozen more bands with the spunk and imagination of Karnak and the Reptil Palace Orchestra.
Milo Miles is music features editor at Soundstone.com. The Reptil Palace Orchestra's album, Highway X, is on Omnium Records, while the Karnak debut is on the Tinder label.